I'm not sure if I mentioned this last time. You look in Losas Aleph. Losas Aleph. Here it is. So we should show you that he's hanu milalois al datenu, because it's later. Lalois al datenu. You have to know exactly what that means. Lalois is to suggest it. That's much an unbelievable thing. Lalois al datenu. To question it. To have that possibility. To entertain the possibility. I don't know what it means. Lalois al datenu. Sheyesh. I don't know exactly how to read that. Lizulosai yisale. There's a deity besides God. Vuhu amro yis loimein miliaches loy amira. I don't know what that means exactly. I'm not getting into that. Okay, what he says is that it's an independent maima musga. Okay, let's go, man. Lo yie lecho Elohim achirim al ponai. Ukva nisboye b'seif makeis she'elav hazeh hu michlal sheish meois v'sholesh eschei mitzvois v'omroi shom sheish meois v'sholesh eschei mitzvois nemolu moshim yisinai k'mo shebi'alnu b'mitzvah horishoyinu b'mitzvah aseh. Okay? Can I just ask you a question? I don't know if I asked it last time. When you learn the Gemara in Makis, when he says, Lo onoichi v'lo yiye mi piagvua shamanum, how do you interpret that? What does it mean? What is onoichi and lo yiye? Look at your sugar. What's Onoichi? Onoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzivtecha. And what's Lo Yiyeh? What exactly are they here? I'll give you a Chumash. You can take Chumash. You want a Chumash? You want that? I don't know what you want. Here's a Chumash. What are they here? Here's Chumash. Anyone can open it up and take the thing. What exactly are they here, Mipi Agvur? And I'll tell you why I'm asking, because after I start speaking, you'll understand what I'm saying.
You didn't listen to last week's share.
Not yet.
He said last week.
Oh, if I wasn't here, I didn't listen yet. Now everyone knows I didn't listen. So why didn't you answer me, man?
If you want. What'd they hear?
They'll tell you now.
Yeah, what'd they hear?
You said last week, so.
I said it last week. That's why I wasn't sure if I said it last week. That's what. So what'd they hear? So
you said according to the Rambam, they heard kolos, but they didn't hear the word.
Oh, no. That's something else. But what were the clues? What part of the clue? What did they hear? What the code of what dvorm did they hear? Okay, no. Continue saying. What did they hear? Onochi. No. Continue.
Lo yelach Elohim achirim al ponai.
Yeah, and the middle. What happened to the rest of the dibur? There's a whole dibur there. That aser is the dibur, right? Now, I just want to know what they heard. They're 10 dibur, right? That's what we brought up. 10 commandments.
Sounds like the first two.
They heard the first two.
That's what it sounds like.
But when you count two, the two includes right. Something else.
So read what they heard. You got a chumash there. What did they hear? No, I'm asking to dramatize it, because if I won't, you won't remember it. I'm not interested, you know, in just, you know, it's not a power play. It's in Parsha Yisro.
When you count 10 dibros,
you mentioned last week, there's also these two
months. These are all counted.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what I want to get at. I wasn't sure if I banged it enough. I just want to bang again.
When you count them up, you see that.
Okay, good. But I want to tell you, it's a major thing over here. Okay?
Because
I think, according to the Rambam, okay, unless you want to show, you want to take a stab at it, I think according to the Rambam, they did not hear the whole second Dibur. They only heard part of it, one sentence, one half a sentence, Lo yelecho Elohim acherim al ponai. And period. And the rest of the Dibur was only to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's where the Gemara is bedikta gadol, and when it says onoichi v'lo yiyeh, okay, according to Ramban, it's a whole different story the way he interprets the Bahag. You got what I'm saying? And that's why he quotes in lo yiyeh the other lavim over here, which you look in minyan mitzvah leisaseh, which are part of the second dibur, and the Ram doesn't quote the Gemara Makis for it. And the reason is because the Gemara Makis is only proof for this. Come in. Okay? So according to the Ram, it's different shot in the Gemara. The Ram learns all they heard was Anoichi and Lo Yiyeh. That's it. And it stopped in the middle of the Dibur. According to Ramban, they heard the whole first two Diburs, according to the Bahag. And the only thing that's counted is the second Dibur, and the second Dibur is counted as two mitzvah leisaseh. There's one Avodah, and the other one, I see you. Okay? So, Porsche, what is the pshat in the Gemara before you get it? It's like, a whole different world. I only stressed last week, probably I stressed, what b'chlal did they hear on Neichi for? Why is the Gemara telling us this? From the Kuti Dias Emma's, do we have similar memory? And nothing do we have, why are the Gemara telling us this now? That's what I asked. Okay? That's a skakash. Okay, but say that. I said, I'm quotes, the Gemara Mak is only below Yiyah. Okay? That's clear, and that's what we say the Gomor, correct? The Kol Devarim, the Kol Devarim which they heard, was only until the end of Lo Yiyah. Afterwards, it was only to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Now, next. Now, then I mentioned to you, there's a very strange thing going on here. I think I mentioned this to you, that really the 365 and the 248, which Rav Simloy mentions, is mentioned slightly different in the Gemara and in the Tanchuma. Did I mention that? Okay, so let's start from there. I'm not sure. It's been a while. Okay. And the question is, what's the drash and what's the pshat? Okay? Because the Ram is very careful here. I'll show you something. In Rav Simloy, it says, Sholosh meyos v'shishim v'chomesh lavim k'minyin yemois achamo, a solar year. Okay. Which is an amazing, although we never found that the solar year has any efficacy al pi halacha. Because there's no such thing as a solar year al pi halacha. Okay? We only find it meaningful, you know, to be Hivev, St. Talamota, in Chutzlaritz, and which solar calendar we're talking about. But the solar calendar is meaningless. We use the equinoxes or whatever it is to evaluate when to make a leap year, when not to make a year. It's Tkufa. But the solar year is not meaningful. Okay, and that said, that there's a din of shasa mitzvahs keneged shnei sachamo is mamish an amazing thing. Okay, I'm not getting a vow. We'll see. But we'll see. Umasayim v'aboyim u'shmona aseh keneged evor shalodim. Okay. Now here, the emphasis in this there are two gisos in the Gemara. Whether it says kineged or kaminyan. Okay? Now, a priori, you say there might be a nafkamina. Okay? Is it kineged or kaminyan? In other words, it just, kaminyan means that just, that happens to be the number. Kineged means there's some logical relationship, I would have assumed. Okay? However, even though there's difference in the Kisriyad about this, in Kisaviyad Minchin, we'll see, but the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs Kilo quotes one Lashon in the Gemara and the other Lashon in Tanchuma, and he switches between the Kineged and the Kaminyan. I'm not sure if he thinks there's a difference. Okay, we say that. The Rambam, the Psicha to Sefer Mitzvahs, that's before the Shoshim, okay, at the end. In Kappach, you find it right.
Okay, good.
But you see there, that's what you see. Shekol mitz shichlum, sefer teira. And I point out sefer teira means the mitzvah, sefer teira has the mitzvahs. Shetzivo isan Hashem bohem, heim shesh meois usholosh esrei mitzvahs. Mehen. Mitzaseh, Mosayim, V'aboi, Mishmona, Kiminyan, Evov, Shalodom, Gufodom, Ev, Kiminyan, Umehen, Mitzlezeseh, Shalosh Meis, V'shishim, V'chamesh, V'hein, Kiminyan, Yimei, Shnas, Achama, V'aminyan, Azeh, Niska, B'loshana, Talmud. Okay? That seems to be important, you know, it's Loshana, Talmud, the Talmud has efficacy. Because why is he telling us this? It's not. See, the Rambam is not. It's not a storybook. Why is he telling us this? Because I guess the efficacy that this is the minyan is the fact that the Loshon HaTalmud or the Mamtiki HaShmua gave this minyan, and they brought it down, so it means that it's meaningful. I assume so. Otherwise, it's not. You know, he doesn't tell us. Bigmor Makis. He's upset. Loshon HaTalmud, B'mor Makis. I mean,
this could be connected to Ramban's question. Maybe it's not the Gemara. So he's saying it's the whole Talmud holds it.
I understand the fact that the Gemara brought it and doesn't. It means that it becomes Loshon HaTalmud. And L'chera, in other words, even if you deny, I mentioned last time. I don't know. I'm not sure if Rav Simloi is Kilo Pirush HaMakubo. Okay, but if it's not a Pirush HaMakubo, L'chol HaPochot, it's Loshon HaTalmud. Okay? And Loshon HaTalmud means it's the Matiki HaShmua said it. What that means exactly, what type of Kabbalah it was, but it's a minyan musmach that the Balei HaMaseir and the Matiki HaShmua agreed with it. That L'chir is what he's stressing over here. He says, B'loshon HaTalmud. And he calls it more Makis. Everyone knows a Makis is the Talmud. You know, that's not what he's trying to tell you that. He's trying to tell you that the Ravino of Ashi had it. Okay? More Makis, Omru. So he starts off and he says Kaminyan, right? And he quotes the Gemara saying Kineged. Okay? Correct? So the Chor, it's the same thing. Nothing new is being the Schadish over here. Because if something new is in this Chadash over here, he should have made the statement, because before, he's not quoting the Gemara. He's just saying it over himself. So the Chor is saying over the Gemara, even if it's Kineged, it means Kaminyan. I would assume. Okay, now next. Umasayim v'aboy mishmona Kineged evav shel adam. Okay, now. V'yoyr amu al derech hadrash. This is Tanchuma. So means until this point, it's not a drosha. This is a mesera and this is real. Al derech hadrash, and l'chera the efficacy of 613, and the efficacy of 365 and 248 is also equivalent because all Lashon Talmud. The only thing with Derech HaDrash is not the minion of 365 and 248, but the drash is the Oyd Omar Derech HaDrash Ke Yois Mitzvah Saseh Kiminyan Ha'evorim, right? So derech hadrash is kleimar shekol eiver ve'eiver oimer loy le'odom asei b'mitzvah. Okay. But derech agav, it tells you something about what an asei is. An asei is doing something. In your Torah, can't be asei b'mitzvah. Each eiver says some mitzvah should be done with it. Okay, I'm not getting involved with tikkun eiver. You can say whatever you want here. And what it means. But it's only derech drash anyways. I don't think it means anything. Right? Ushimitz loisa say, kiminyin yimei hachamo. Shishnei yashon akoloim akol yom v'yoyim oim l'odom al tazbi aveira. Okay? Now, I'm not sure why the Rambam quotes a drash. L'chayr is interested in the efficacy of the minyan, because he wants the minyan tie. He's talking about, now he's about to imoin the mitzvah, asem it's loisase. Well, it's asebi, or alta asebi, l'chayr it's irrelevant. Okay? They can tell you that mitzvah say is basically tzivuyim, and mitzvah loisase are not, or he can tell you some relationship between the mit and that it's basically kumvase, mitzase is a kumvase, and mitzloisase is a shevet atase. That also could be correct. But whatever it is, or there's some relationship between each day of the year and the mitzloisase, and each eve of other between mitzase, that's all a derech drash. So that's really not meaningful. So why is he telling us this? So I would assume that it's just more to bang in that this minion is so clear that they're already making drashes about it and saying shtikl. But it's not that the, in other words, what do you gain by it? He's introducing the minion tayyad now, correct? And the minion of Ramach and Shasah. So l'cheir, the only gain by this is the fact that our derech drash, this drasha, is no, has no validation on Pelach. It doesn't tell you anything. This is Talmud Drasha. You can't say, kilu that Eva's Hasebi Mitzvah, the Eva Omer speaking Hasebi Mitzvah, kills a persona. That's not what we're talking about here. Correct? So he's Lechera, it's kilu Nocharayat, that's the minion. That's what I would say. Otherwise, you don't know, what does he want? Okay. Okay, now next. So, it means l'chayr what the Sheresh Aleph is telling you again, that the mitzvahs are tzivui for Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka, and that's Torah tzivui lot of Moshe. And that's the drasha of a menuna, correct? We have no clue and even if you tell me that if I violate a takono gzeira d'rabbanan, I violate loisoso, and then I'm over a lav, okay? But it wasn't said that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say to do this or not to do this. Since the Rabbeinu Shem gave the Chum authority to say this, and you violate it, so you violate the Leisosu. But it's not that this is a mitzvah, correct? That's what he's saying. That's what Sheresh Alav knocks them out. So it wasn't said specifically, it was a general Koyach the Rabbeinu were given, correct? We don't understand. And then I'll just add this, and then I want to go on. We don't understand the gears of Ksavyah and Gemara Makis. Because what I understand, I would understand the way it is in the Tfus of Sheish Meis V'Sholosh Esrei Mitzvahs Nemru L'Moshe. Okay. B'Sinai. Okay. There's no Gemara Makis. Okay? The way we have in the Fus. In the Kisviyah, it always says B'Sinai. And Ramban also quotes B'Sinai. And I pointed out to you that the Alokh's Dillis Gersa in the Gemara is Nitzav Yisrael. It's going to do with Moshe, just Nitzav Yisrael. Okay, we say that. How do we know anything about Sinai? How do we know who's Sinai? So the Rambam quotes both in Minyan HaKotzer, not Minyan HaKotzer, both in the Hakdomo to Mishnayis and Zroim and the Hakdomo to Mishneh Torah, he says, that's Alei Elai Ha'oro, Vet Nochaz HaTorah HaMitzvah. Torah is the Torah Shevikzav, and that's the Tayag Mitzvahs, the HaMitzvah is the Torah Shevapeh to explain how to do the Mitzvahs, correct? So if Malei Elai Ha'oro, we know that it's Sinai, okay? That's very nice. But the Gemara Makkos isn't called a Le'ei HaOro. The Gemara Makkos only calls Torah Tzivah L'Moshe. Torah Tzivah L'Moshe doesn't limit it to Sinai. We don't understand the Gemara Makkos, because the Gemara Makkos does not quote in any way HaTorah VaMitzvah. The Rambam bangs in a few times Sinai in Sherish Aleph. It says, Sinai, 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 Sinai. We don't know in Reb Simloi where the Sinai comes from, even if he goes it. In the Gemara, in the way the Ram quotes, oh, we understand where it comes from, but we don't know. Mechatez, that's Shat Reb Simloi. It's a little strange, but that's what we know, correct? But the Ram mentions Sinai many times in Shurish Aleph. Even though there's no remez in the memra of Avnuna to explain it. The Rambam Sherish Shlishi also points this out, he quotes Alei Ha'oro that mitzvah requires Sinai Dafka. We don't know where he gets it from, again. And you find over here, you find it a few times in Sherish Aleph, and you'll find it in Sherish Gimel, but you don't understand what it is. Okay? Because Torah Tzivah L'Moshe has nothing to do with Sinai, necessarily. Because it says, Da she'inyon hazeh Elohi roi l'ori olav, kimin shu poshut. Kimi acha she'hoi yiloshan ha'talmud. She'esh me'shosh mitzvah, as mitzvah says, Nemo L'Moshe b'Sinai. Eich noima b'dovah shu midrabonin, shuhu michlal ha'minyon. So Chayre, it's Nemel Moshe b'Sinai. So you don't know if it's Moshe or Sinai. Then he says, "V'zboinen usma mimi sheishma l'shoinem Nemel Moshe b'Sinai." V'im nekris ha'ale sheshir boi David es Hashem yisale shetzuva boi Moshe v'im nechanika shekavo isa chama ba'isheni. Okay. We don't know what this is. Then he continues, V'im itam zeh, monu eso, hine roi shimnu kol dovo shu midrabonon, v'kimen shekol ma'a shu tzivu chachomim, la'asei se, v'chol ma'a shu huzeru imenu, kva tzivu es moish rabbeinu, b'sinai, shi yitzavenu l'kaimoy. So the tzivu, for Moshe Rabbeinu to do these things, but it's a general tzivoy, whatever Chum say. V'amapiyatera sheirucha, v'amishpat asheyagi yirmulacha. And he quotes Lois also. And he says, okay, say that. Okay. So that is a little strange. I don't know the answer to that. L'chel Ram Shreza Sinai. What does it mean? I don't know. And that's a major thing, really. In Rambam, we don't know what the meaning is. If you learn Halei Elai Lola, I understand what it's major. Okay? Now, I don't understand B'chlal what's going on here. I'll tell you why, and I'll explain to you. In Rambam, I don't know how he reads the Ma'ariv Rav Simloi. Because if Dorash Rav Simloi is the reason why we say Ma'ikra, because he's saying a drosha, and what he says is based on a pasuk, so they say Ma'ikra. It's not the Ramban's Ma'ikra that, you know, kills the Musa Tamiya, or you want to read Tamiya, and again, this is something. This is real, okay? So, how do you read Rav Simloi? I don't know how to read it. Dorash Rav Simloi. Sheish Moshe Sosa Minemon Moshe Misinai. Okay, next. And how do you continue reading it? And he talks about Ramach and Shasak, correct? What's the drasha there? There's no drasha, right? So what the you read? It's like chivah pumbedisa. Drasha Rav Simloi, and then he says Maya Mamuzga, and quoting in parentheses, you should know this minion is this and that. Okay, I'm not doing anything. Is there meaning of this minion? Does it tell us anything? What?
You mean the breakdown between not love and I say?
Yeah. Well, we know anything? We know why. Why is somebody telling us this? Why isn't Paul Rav Simloi L'chom Nun is telling us what the mean on mitzvahs are? So why is the whole thing important?
Wasn't that the whole drasha that Rebbe said first? The Mesorah, the whole the Gemara and Erevin.
They're what? The Mesorah is what?
His mitzvahs.
I understand, but how do we know anything with it's that the minion, that we know the minion Tayag is the Chimon Rav Simloi, but how do we know anything about the minion of Lois Sein Asay? And that's based on Rabbi Mnuna, the first thing. This is not based on anything.
So it's just a Masorah.
Then it's not Dorash. So it's like Chiv Pumlisa. Dorash Rav Simloi. And how do you know it's, how do you know it's a claw, my claw? He said it. And then, period. And then he's saying, another Maimah, nothing doing anything. And that doesn't need any Bagraya. There's no Pasuk. Stam Mesorah, Shalom Yisrael, correct? We'd ever get anything more like that? I wouldn't have, I can't tell you, I would.
A better option, I'll hear it.
It's not a question of better or worse. You can say, Tzoch, you don't know what you're talking about, okay? I'm just telling you, it's a very strange way of reading the Gemara. It is certainly, right? The Ramban does something. I want to show you. If you read the Ramban, open up your Ramban. The Ramban is a word. A few words. I think I know what he's saying. We'll come back to it, you know, read it more, but I want to show you a few words in Ramban. Depending on what you think he's saying. This is the second column, okay? It has a suffix, whether it's Mipi Agvua. Shnei Mele Moshe, Tzalcha Moshe Sinai. Divya Kol, right, Tzalcha Moshe Sinai. Then he says, Oh, Shehu Asmachta Be'alma Menagmachi Azos. He has two possibilities. It's Tzalcha Moshe Sinai, right? Oh, Shehu Asmachta. Second column, page Yud Gimel. Shezeh HaChocham Rav Simloi HaDeiresh Zeh Motza Mitzis Kein Lefi Aminyin Shemona Bahem V'nosem Behen Simonim U'bola Menuna V'acho V'somach Aminyin Azeh L'gmat Yazu. Here it is. Can you translate the words for me? Shezeh HaChocham No
HaDeiresh Zeh.
What's he Dorish what?
He was Dorish nothing. He just counted them up according to Ramban. He just counted them.
So is there a Chochem to read it?
Have you seen one? Dorish a Dorish.
Title.
What's the Simon?
She says, the derish l'chayrim, derish means dorish v'chokah. Right? It's not drosha from a drosha, it means dorish v'chokah, nechon? Right? Just a different taich of the word. Derish terms he interprets psukim, and it's dorish v'chokah. So that's Moses, my cross, something like that. Dorish v'chokah, okay? Yeah, and I continue.
Simonim is the number.
So what are you talking about? What's the gemach here? What's going on? Continue reading it. I just don't want you to translate this to me. So what's the simonim? What's the gematria? What exactly happened?
Simonim is the number, correct?
Simonim is Yemos Hachama or
yeah,
river.
So what's nothing but simonim?
I don't remember it.
Oh, so, you see, whatever Rabbi Yehuda, he's the play in Rabbi Yehuda, and it's used a few times in the Chachma Maseira. Rabbi Yehuda hoye noisim bohem simonim. Tatzach b'achav. Hadash b'achav, nechon? See, he's saying, although that which the Gemara said, that Shasa, Ramach and Shasa, that's Rav Simloi Hoyenois Vem Simon. And the Gematia is an Asmachta for Tayag. You don't need a Gematia, you don't need any Makor for Simonim. It's only a way to memorize, or there's some meaning, we don't know what it means. But I thought you never, if I wouldn't have, you know, banged and say, you know, what do the words say? I don't know if you ever would have caught it. But that, that's what he's saying, no? It's an amazing thing, you know, like, you know, if you, unless you read every word. That's what he's saying. But if I, you know, if I wouldn't have pressed you like this against the wall, you wouldn't have seen it, correct? But I'm not saying anything anymore, correct? Just opening your eyes and say, I'm banging on your head and say, look at it, correct? So according to Ramban, it's clear to me that I would assume there's no meaning per se to Amach and Shasah. It's just a simon to remember Tayag. And Derech Agav, we know that the mitzvah say, the mitzvah says this minion, okay? Correct? We don't know, and let me ask you a question. This is according to everyone, he has two tzadim. One side is Halacha Moshe Sinai, and one side, there is an Asmachta, right? What's the Asmachta? The Asmachta is on the Teretz Yibol on Moshe. Correct? Correct? That's on Tayag. What about Ramach and Shasah? How does that go? I'm going to show you how to read this. You might not have to see it. It's on the side. Just reading the words. What did he say?
So the smachta is the gematria.
I understand that. Okay, good. Do me a favor, read it a few times and tell me. But you understand, unless you read this carefully. Everyone, the Ramban, that's what the Rav always said. The Rav used to say that the Ramban is always sheds his lights on things in a word. He talks a lot, which is nothing here. And all of a sudden he says a little word and a nuance, and that's the big breakthrough. So I can say, or you want to think more? What's to say? What's to say?
It's going in the Asmachta part.
And what is it? And what is it if it's not in Asmachta? So it means maybe, see, the Ramban's very strange. See, you wouldn't have noticed, see, you wouldn't have gotten anywhere. But once I told you that Simon is that, so he means, but he's only telling you that Simonim, look, I would have said Nosim Simonim is all the cases, right? Is no matter how you learn the memory. He says, no, if it's an Asmachta, then Rabbi Yehuda Nosim Simonim, Rabbi Simon Nosim Simonim, the Ramachan Shasa, correct? But if it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, maybe he means Halacha Moshe Sinai is the whole thing is Halacha Moshe Sinai. Not only Tayag, but also Ramachan Shasa, because he only issues the Simonim, only in the Asmachta. Correct? Okay, I didn't say anything, but no. Does not that. Correct? We're okay? We're still good? You can disagree with me. I'm not saying anything. I'm just trying to ask you, Poshit. Plain, you know, a Poshit the Yid. He wants to read the Ramban. What's the Ramban telling us?
Are you suggesting the Ramban might take the Halacha Moshe Sinai?
I'm not suggesting. And the Ramban says that everything is Lashon HaGemara. I don't know if there's more or less efficacy to the Ramach and Shesan than there are to the Tayag. Okay? Because the whole thing is Lashon HaTalmud, correct?
Lashon HaGemara is Masorah, is Halacha.
I don't know what. I wouldn't call it Halacha Moshe Sinai because it's not mentioned in Halacha Moshe Sinai. I can imagine a Pirush Makubah, but then I don't know what I'm talking about. Because the Pirush Makubah might be on a Teret Tzivu on Moshe. There's no Pirush Makubah relates to the Ramach and Shasas. I don't know what happened over here. If you're in Lashon HaGemara, goes on everything, and it's a Pashta Meseira and a Kabbalah Meseira. But the Ram doesn't have these two options, Nosim Ben. Doesn't have an option, Nosim Ben Simon.
If it's just a Masura that the Rambam quotes it in Mitzvah Aleph as the basis for counting a mitzvah?
Is it what?
If it's just a Masura, how could he use it as a basis for counting a mitzvah of Yedias Hashem?
Oh, so even if we know the Masura of Ramah, no, you're making, we only know this Tayag, right? Rambam Nun is adding something over here. We don't know what Nun is adding. Before Menuna, all we know is Tayag, Ramach, and Shasan. We don't know what's included in it. Comes Rabbi Menuna and says that there is a gematria of Torah. So I said maybe that's a Pirush Makubah, okay? Because we don't find gematria as a Midrash HaTorah in the Drash Ban any place in Rambam. I'm not talking about some people who live in gematrias, but the Rambam doesn't have it. I told you, gematria is chokhmas atchuna. It's like geometry, spherical trigonometry, but it's not what we understand. Adding up numbers and making words with numbers, and you know, that's not the point.
And that's clearly enough to justify Pirush Makubah. You won't need it.
I would assume so. And it was if it's a Pirush Makubah, that's enough. It's a remez and pasuk. But even if you finish that, you don't know what the Anoichi and the Loyi and the Piashmug Mushram, that's a Messiah also. And it's a Messiah that's Mashlim. Because all he quotes is that Mipiashmusham, how do we know it's Mashlim? How do we know it's a mitzvah? But the more quotes are Kila, we know that in the Messiah, that even it doesn't say, it's a very strange thing. They quote a memory of Hunun says, how do you know? It's that Tataya Torah Shiralev and two mitzvah Nemu. Okay? We don't know. Correct? We don't understand the Dorash. We don't understand. We have Simloy, we have Menuna. We don't know. Dorash means a Dorash Akra. Correct? It's not Dorash Mechoka. It's nothing but Simonim. What's what I'm doing? Okay? Because the Ram's not mashma, you see, you can't, I don't know if you can say nosim bo simonim and make the whole thing Lashon HaTalmud, give it the whole thing, everything equal weight and efficacy. Because that's what he's doing in the Psicha, he's giving the whole thing the same efficacy. So I don't know if you can do that in Rambam. Okay? Okay, now let's get started. Ramban, b'shimcha achmona, I have no clue what this is. I have no clue if it's real. Okay. The reason why I have no clue if it's real, sure you'll check it out, but I'll just tell you why I am not sure it's real. One second. I just don't get it. This I saw. I saw the Ramban begins both this and Sefer Schos b'shimcha rachmona. Okay? But I don't get it. Why he quotes it at the end of the psicha, not at the beginning of Shirish Aleph. I just don't know. This is the way he quotes it. Shevel, Shimcha Achmono. I need to turn the page. I just don't know. I'd like to see how it is in the Ksav Yad. He just points out that I know. And Ramban can't say Faschus. So I'll tell you something. I don't know. I don't know much, okay? But I don't believe, okay? You see, you have to understand. The Bay's Hay, in the way we write, okay? Absolutely, the Bay's Hay, when you were a kid, the Bay's Hay, is really, I hate to say, is a take on the Goyim, because the Goyim used to write everything in the name of God, okay? So it's the translation of the Goyish in the name of God, okay? That sounds very fun. that's what it is, okay? But I don't get it, okay? I can imagine, okay, right?
Where'd the Goyim get it from?
I don't know where the Goyim get it, but the fact that, okay, you tell them the Goyim, I don't know. I don't know. But I don't know. We don't find it in earlier manuscripts, okay? The Ram starts all his manuscripts, the halachic manuscripts, except for his tshuvas, okay? The storium in all the storium in Pirush Mishnayis, the three prokim, the three chalokim in Moreh Nevuchim, the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, and the beginning of Eloisa says in the Asseis, and the beginning of Mishneh Torah, and each one of the 14 books, okay? He says, B'shem Havayeh, Kel Olam, and the Maimet Chis HaMeisim also, okay? Okay, I can talk about this, but that's what I'm here for. But Ramban only says in Sefer Mitzvahs and also in Sefer Schos, okay? So,
see,
he has these two words,
not right.
Right?
See, we and here. So
I don't have it.
You don't have it. Nobody has it. It's the Holy
Kumbhat Tami.
It's
over here.
And then in this gear says,
Mashim Krachmana. And he quotes it from
what
he says.
He says, it's just an excerpt. The Ramban, if you turn the page,
so in our edition number, I don't know, the edition we have in the Ramban, it's in the beginning of Shirish Aleph, B'shim Chorachmona.
You don't have
this. No, and in Tfus it's not there, but in Frankel it's there also. And it's also in Shevel. Okay, you see it?
I took it out.
Okay. So I was only wondering.
When he says Bezros Shakai,
who says?
Well, Rambam, you said to look in the. I'm looking in the.
Where's this? Where's the Bez Shakai? Where's the Bez Shakai?
I'm not looking in the.
What are you looking at?
It says Say Aleph.
What does it say? What did it say before that? One second. Hold on a second. I'm not getting involved in this, but okay. Adrabba. You want this? We'll do this for a second. Let's say. Mitzvah Say Aleph. Yeah, okay, good. Okay, good. That's not a problem.
Be'ezra
Shaka. One second. It's nice to be for 1 second. We have to ask the score mitzvahs. I say, oh, that's not a problem. You see, no. He starts off the whole thing with B'Shem Havaya Kilolim, correct? That you won't find there, but you'll find it here. And that's where he starts everything off. Okay? That's where he starts. And that, you look at, kind of frankly, points to that also in all the Kisviyat. Okay? Just once I'm doing this, I'm not, you know, I wasn't planning to do this. But if you want, 1 second, hold everything. Kachi, b'sefer chosum. Kachi, sefer diyuk psicha, kol sifrei misifrei hayad. Keni psichas pirush mishnayis, b'ksam yuchus labeinu. B'sefer mitzvos u'moreh nevuchim, b'dfusim lesser. But it doesn't point out in moreh nevuchim, it's between each chelik. Okay? And the mishnayis, I think it's also, it doesn't really touch it up, but mishnayis is also before each seder. Okay? Here it's the beginning of sefer mitzvos, okay? This is not what this moment. The Ramban, I think, doesn't use it in general. He only uses it Sefer Schus and Sefer Mitzvot, okay? I think the Sefer Schus is because of the Ra'ivet, correct? The Sefer Schus is
defending the Rif from the
Ra'ivet. Yeah. He's defending the Rif from the Asogas Ra'ivet, right? Mm-hmm. And he's defending the Aloch Gedolos from the Rambam, okay?
But the Milchamis is also defended.
Oh, so that's what I don't know. First, I don't... These two I know, okay? I'm not sure, okay? You see, first of all, you can't really know a lot because Lamaisa, I think in the Zikin, in the Ksavya and the Pirush Shnais, it doesn't B'Shem Havaya Kel Olam. And they say, "Might have refilled the beginning." This is the beginning of a Ksaviyad. You never know if you have everything. I'm not sure if the Mohammed is real or not real. In Chumash, we don't have it, okay? In Chedush Ramban, it's not there. So I'm not sure if he's trying to defend someone and it's not Ki'ilu and he's attacking someone. He's saying he's doing it L'Shem Hashem. B'Shem Avayakem, he's only doing it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he wants here, okay? And I'm not sure Rav that he respects, because you see, he respects the Rambam. Okay. How do you know he respects the Rambam?
He writes about it.
No. 1 second. Hold on. Yeah. Start reading. Start reading Ramban and Sherish Aleph. Ha'ika Rishon. Okay. Min ha'maymo. Min ha'maymo heishibo. Hogav ha'godol zal. Who's that?
Rambam.
Okay. Do you say, talk about someone who you don't respect and call him Rav HaGolo? Okay.
But the Baal HaMor might be different.
I'm not sure. That's what I'm wondering. I'm not sure if it's the question of, because he doesn't speak with to the Baal HaMor with respect. He speaks to the Rambam with respect. He says the Rav with respect, okay? I'm not sure if the B'Shem Avaya is because he respects the person, but still it wants to protect someone who is above the Kadmoinim. So I'm not sure what the issue over here is. I'm just telling you that it's not clear that Ramban writes this B'Shimcha Rachmona in general. Okay? Is that a fair point?
Mm. Good point?
And it might be, if it's correct, that it's only because of the great respect that has the Lamb and the Rif, and not for the Baal HaMor, then it'll be a very interesting thing. So I'm not sure 100%, because sometimes the first word falls off. Okay? As I would assume that the Rambam has in Pirush Mishnayos in front of 5 out of 6 Torah, says Havaya, Kel Olam, and in the Ziki he doesn't have it. It's not that he thought in the Ziki you don't need it. So we assume it might fall off the Binyan Ksav Yad. So I'm not sure where it is, but I assume it's not in Chumash and it's not in the Chidushim. So, okay, Seder? That's not what I came here for, okay? But you know, we're very frum. Okay, Bez Hashem Yisboch, Bados, Bez Hashem Yisboch, what the Rambam is not, you know, when you write a letter, Charlie, I went to the ball game today, Bez Hashem Yisboch, and you write a thing, or you say, Bli Neda, I'm going to blow my nose or something, you know. Okay, good, Beseder. But and that's not what the Ramban's doing, I don't think so. Okay, so let's continue. So he clearly respects the Rambam, okay? Right? B'shimcha rachmana ho'iko harisha. Now, I want to just point something out for you. The translation, it's not clear. Just keep in mind, the Ramban was in the Catholic part of Spain. Not in the Arabic part of Spain. Okay? So it's not clear at all. Okay? Not clear at all what the Ramban's knowledge of Arabic was. And even though he might have had some knowledge, it's not clear at all. And most people claim that he was not fluent in Arabic. So that means that he used the translation. Okay? Now, the translation here, you see, we call it Shurashim, okay? Shurashim means Shurashim means like the roots of something, okay? And an Ika also means a root. The Ika, right? A Bosa Neifei Azlin, a Bosa Ika Azlin, okay? That's another player. It's a different translation to Hebrew and the same type of Arabic, okay? Can we take him away, maybe? Hello? Let me just see this. He doesn't have it here in 1 second. Okay. Just don't know where the words are. Maybe it's here. Just 1 second. Yeah. I think he points out, Kapach, I just don't know where it is exactly, that the word klolim, klolim, 50. He calls it klolim. He says in footnote 50, no. No, that's not what I wanted. No. He basically says the word, the Arabic word, over here. Maybe it's over here. Here, this is it. 55. It's on page 55. It's Al-Atzam. Okay? Al-Atzam. He says, Hamila Atzal. Okay? That Al-Atzam is Aklal. Okay? Atzal, Mibchina Milulis. Efshe L'Tilgum the Targum of Klal. Okay? Sheresh, Yisreid, Ika, and Geza. Okay? V'yesh L'Targum Kol Mokoyim L'Fi Inyonet. Because you have one Arabic word which has many, it's used in many different ways. Ukfa hei loisi al kach appears in Mishnah Brachos Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin Olam Five. V'kan ein inyan l'sherish v'anaf. It's not the source of something. Avo kovar beno klolim shall piem efshel das ma libnois ma lolim nois. It's general rules. Okay. There are 14 rules, posting postulates, or whatever you want, which upon this is based Sefer Mitzvah. Okay, this is how he decides, correct? So all I'm pointing out, the general translation is Sheresh, the Ramban has a translation Ikra, okay? But I don't believe it's the Ramban's translation. It's the translation which he had in front of him, okay? And there's a lot of work done on this, and I don't think anyone has come to a clear conclusion of which Tilgum the Ramban had. Okay? Who's Tilgum? Okay? But he had a Tilgum. Ho'ika Risha min ha-maima heishiv boi ho'rav ha-godol zal al ba'al ha-lochas b'nil zal b'nei shehevi b'minyin ha-mitzvus mikum megillah b'nei ha-chanaka michlal mitzaseh v'chein mei ha-brochois b'chol yoyim v'nich ma-velim u'bikacholim k'furis ha-meis meisim v'abosh ha-rumim v'lachshiv t'kufais. Okay. Lefi she'elu kulu mitzvah rabbanon, or lefi is a question with less than not nixaviyado. She'elu kulu mitzvah rabbanon ena minatayim. Okay. Uchuvoisav al ze chuvois gedolois ma'ay ki ilu machrichos lahigdis b'hem. Okay, now here, this is not real. This is the Ramban is portraying how the Rambam looked at it, that the tshuva is a machrichais, and he's going to say, you know, mehechatesi, but he's not, you know, it's, he says that's it, look at the, that's what he's very, that he's very careful. That's what he says, ki'ilu. Okay, he says that is the Rambam looks at it, but he's not sure. He's not clear that it's true. Okay? So, whatever it is, it's not lack of respect for the Rambam that's motivating this, but it's respect for the Halachos Gedolos that he wants to support him. That's what he said in the Psicha, but he's not a Chamon or a Kelim. If he disagrees, he thinks he's wrong, he's going to say he's wrong. Okay? Say next. Now. V'terem aschil l'dabe im lovovi. Very poetic. Before I start to speak with my heart, with speaking to my heart, im lovovi, I don't know what it is. What? V'terem aschil l'dabe im lovovi b'inyan hazeh. The Dabim Lavovi is his interaction with the Rambam, okay? Before he's going to interact with all these questions, he's going to deal with a different question which the Rambam doesn't raise, okay? But the Dabim Lavovi is, he's defining, that's what his Asagas of the Shroshim are really doing, is the Dabim Lavovi, okay? Correct?
What does that mean, William?
I don't know, that's... Before, that's something he'd talk to you about, okay? But, you know, if I wouldn't have listen, now, let's be honest with you, okay? If I wouldn't have said this about four or five times, you would have read through this like nothing happened, right? You ever bothered with this phrase? You ever read the Ramban in the beginning? You never read it? You didn't read it? Yeah, okay?
Should I tell the truth?
What?
I read it.
Yeah.
The whole thing twice.
Yeah.
I said, if I don't mean to say this for 6 hours a day for a month, I won't understand a word of it.
Okay. But were you bothered by why you used
yes,
the words?
Yes, I do. I didn't understand what I'm reading.
Okay,
so
but no. You don't understand.
This
no,
is right.
Was it general? Oh, you were bothered
yeah.
this way? Okay, good. Then I want you to know, whoever did it to you, did a good thing.
I'll tell the Rebbe why, because he's not writing poetry. He writes poetry also. He's not writing poetry here.
Okay, good. Now I want to tell you. I'll tell you what I want to say here. Okay, say it now. Okay, good. Then he does it again. Skip a few lines. He says, "Vani ba'oni in kozer ola b'libi." Sofik al zu hamemlo. Okay, does he say that a little bit later?
Second column.
Oh, second column, it's over here. Vaniba, and here it is. You see it over here? It's over here. You should use Frankel of this to me. Because
my Frankel.
Well, I don't know. Frankel is really, you know, okay. But, you know, this one, Mozart. You have to have a... Okay?
Believe me.
Okay, so what's this leave me? Okay? So I'll tell you, I did some work on this. I remember Gesha talking about this. Gesha's Aksachil Levocha. He pointed out about this Ramban, but he once pointed out a Lashon Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Shmos, you can open it up. Perich of Ches, Pasuk Dalet, Dibe Maskel Be'efod. Perich of Ches, Pasuk Dalet. Be'efod. Oh, you got it? The middle, it's not the beginning of the pasuk, it's the middle of the pasuk. A few words down into the pasuk, into the Ramban. Okay? Into the Rashi, I mean.
Libi Omerli.
Lo shamati, v'lo matzazim b'raisa pirish tavnisai. V'libi Omerli, shehu chogo lo ma'acholo. The Libi, his left, tells him all hotos in the pshat. Now, I'll lead to Rabbi Yoh. Okay, b'seida? You say, you know, it's not like, you know, Rav Yoh, Chelek Aleph, Masech Shabbos, where he's disagreeing with some of the Rishonim, okay, or a large group of Rishonim. Avani, Avi Ho'ezri, Es Asher Im Livovi Kosafti. Es asher im levovi kosavti. Okay? So, something's going on here with levovi, okay? Then, there are other points. I'll show you. We'll see about this. You sometimes find, also, we shouldn't use the word levovi for achra. And using the lev to machir something, what the emes is. And I'll show you a Ravan, okay? Because Ravan, in Shadat Shuvah's Ravan, in Simen Chofhei, V'al Amas Hamayim, Shemikalachas Bi'ir, Derech Tzinoires, Sho'alto, Sho'toleves Noshim Bo, Imlav. Women used the pipes that was made, I'm sure they think, you know, we go, okay? Women we were table in such a thing, okay? So he says, Dov ze lo shamati me rabo Yisai. Avokasher emes im levovi agid lecho lefi kot sichli. Okay? He's going to hear something based on Seichel and the Lev, somehow there's a Seichel and the Lev, whatever, okay? Say that. Now I want to tell you what Pshat is, okay? I'm just showing you that it's not, the Ramban is not an isolated phenomenon. And you find this, Rav Gershon used to say, the mitzvah Talmud Torah, what's the Talmud Torah, what's the shir in learning, is the Torah Shibi Chokok Alu Halev. And that's what Teir is supposed to be. How do I know this? It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Kamo Kedushin. Shmo mitzvoisai v'chvechye v'sarosi kisharinecho. Koshreim al etzvoisecho. Kosveim al luach libecho. the Torah should be nichtav al luach alev. And the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed on an Aleph Tamid Beis Tana Rabbanim v'shinantem shudivri Torah mechudadim b'ficho shim yishal lechodom dova al tegam gein b'teim aloi ela emolo miad shenemo emolo chokma chaysi at v'chgoyme v'yoyme koshim al etzboi secho kosrim al luach libecha. Okay? So kilo lev or the Torah, and even further, if you ever say Kriyishma, it says, Vohoyu advor mo'ela asher anuchi mitzavcho ayoyim al levovecho. Vos meitas al levovecho? It's like the Targum Yonison. Vihoyin piskomayo ho'ilein ato the Torah. Da no mefakid yoschon yomodein ksivin al luach libchon. Well, that's what the Mitzvah Talmud Torah is. The Torah is to be saturated. It should be kosov aluach lev. So Abgesh used to say, "Stam a person looks as lev, it's stam caprice." You know, I feel like I want to go to theater tonight. No, that's not kapsa. Aba from mechachmei amesera of enduli rishonim of a lev, which is luach libaya. You can look on that, and you can have kilo asbaklaya mira versus teira. Okay. Then there's a remez also to a posik in Yoshua. Perek Yudalad, posik Zayin Ches. Aboim ben aboim shono anoichi b'shloach Moshe eved Hashem oisi mikodesh baneir l'ragos yishtiz kolim es oretz for eishev oisei dovo kaasher im levovi. Okay, that's what he's going to do. He's going to say im levovi. Zok the Yalkut Shemoni and Parsha Shalach on this pasuk. Vayas kolev shemetchila omalehem ani imochem beitzer. Then he says like this. Ubulibo hoyelu. He says ani imochem beitzer achas. Ubulibo hoyeluime emes. Shenema vooshiv oisay dovo kashe im. Im levovi. So I think what's going on over here, it means that a person is not mushba. That's what he says. That I'm not going to be mushba for macherim, but I'm going to machri li emes im levovi. Okay, and that's the Ramban. The davim levovi is not being mushba by the Ramban. And by all the arguments, he's going to search and evaluate the emes based on his seichel. And based on his luach halev, or the lev, which the lev from kosav luach lev, kosav luach libayah. And that's the way he's going to go through the shroshim and evaluate them. So there are two things going on here. The assumption of lev is that the Torah is written on the lev, he can understand Torah through lev. And that the Im Levovi you see in Tanakh is ki'ilu a mandate to search the MS independent of others feeling completely, a search for the MS without any negias, completely independent of any kiluzer of negias. And that's a Ramban. That's what he's going through. The Rambam is great. Rabbeinu Agono, Rav Agono. But here we have to look for the emes in order to support the Rambam. Okay? So that's a start. That's what I would say. And that, these little phrases, you know, that's what he has in mind. That's what he's trying to do. It's lev, in levovi. So he's telling you this, that's what he's doing. He says, see, before, and I'll tell you what he does. At the beginning, the term ascha ledabe im levovi, that searching the emes, in order to find who's right, is it the Bahag or is it the Rambam? That's what he's talking about. Terem Lovi, that's what he's dealing with the Rambam's questions. That's what he said, the Rambam's question, near Kamachichas Kilu, right? So that's Terem. That's going to be later, okay? What's he doing now? Vani ba'onyi in koze ola belibi suffered. Ola belibi, or this lev, which is Terah, he has a suffered. B'chlau, what's the pshat in Rav Simloi, which has nothing to do with support of the Rambam and the Ramban, because everyone assumes that is what he says, that everyone assumes that this member of Simloy is the it's machichais, and the one who brought Rav Simloy on the arena, he says the halachas gedolos. But he's going to question that also. There's nothing to do with the hasogis. The hasogis are im levavi, to search the emes to save the halachas gedolos. Like, you're searching the emes to see what about Eretz Yisrael. Is it Eretz Zavas Chol Levash or is it not? What is it, okay? Eretz Echeles or Echeles Yeshveh or not? That's what this is, okay? But this is something else. He's using his heart, his lev, to understand what's trying to simulate. Okay? Let's just pick up what's the next time.